This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives is getting ready to hear the lead witnesses in the first public impeachment hearing. AP correspondent Rita Foley has more.
Bill Taylor, the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, has said what he found when he was sent to Kiev was alarming. An irregular channel of U.S. policymaking outside the official channel, run by, among others, President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Career Foreign Service Officer George Kent has previously testified that President Trump wanted to hear three words from Ukraine's president: investigations, Biden, and Clinton. On Friday, Marie Yovanovitch testifies, seen as a tough U.S. ambassador but recalled by President Trump during the time the U.S. was trying to root out corruption in Kiev. Rita Foley, Washington.
Former Bolivian President Evo Morales arrived Tuesday in Mexico, where he's been granted asylum. Morales requested asylum in Mexico hours after he abruptly resigned from office on Sunday. There were mass protests in Bolivia after he was declared the winner last month of a disputed presidential election. The United States government is applauding the Morales resignation. Mexico is among several other countries who say Morales was forced out by a coup. The Mexican foreign minister has posted a picture of Morales on board a Mexican Air Force plane, displaying a Mexican flag across his lap as it departed La Paz Monday night. Mark Sanford, a former governor of South Carolina, has abandoned his long-shot bid to challenge President Donald Trump for the 2020 Republican presidential nomination. His departure leaves two other Republicans waging a challenge to the president, former Massachusetts Governor William Weld and former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh. More on this and other stories online at voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. Speaking to a British audience, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton criticized British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's decision not to publish a parliamentary report on Russian meddling in U.K. politics until after an election next month.
I'm dumbfounded that this government won't release the report about Russian influence, because every person who votes in this country deserves to see that report before your election happens.
The report by Parliament's Intelligence and Security Committee has been cleared by the security services, but it has not yet been given approval for publication by Johnson's government. The vote is December 12th.
There's a lot of evidence that Russia played in the Brexit election. Now, I'm not, you know, in your country. I don't have a say about any of that. But the fact that the current government won't release this report by your own government should raise some questions.
Britain has accused Russia of meddling in the domestic politics and elections of several Western countries, including the United States presidential election. But Britain says it has not seen evidence of successful Russian interference in UK elections, including the 2016 vote to leave the European Union. Moscow has repeatedly denied any meddling and says the West is gripped by anti-Russian hysteria. British Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn today appeared less than enthusiastic about any pending trade deals between the United States and the UK. He said it would threaten all of Britain's regulations, conditions, and public services.
I think what we have before us is an alliance between Donald Trump and Nigel Farage and Boris Johnson. We know where that alliance is designed to take us, into a sweetheart trade deal with the United States that will threaten all of our regulations, all of our conditions, and threaten our public services.
In Hong Kong, clashes between protesters and riot police continued until well into Tuesday night at a prominent university, extending one of the more violent stretches in the 5 months of Hong Kong demonstrations. Police fired rounds of tear gas and rubber bullets at protesters at the Chinese University of Hong Kong. Students responded by throwing bricks and gasoline bombs. Police used water cannon and then began a retreat. The weekday clashes, thus far unusual for Hong Kong protests, which have largely occurred on weekends, followed a day of chaos as protesters erected barricades on roads and subway tracks. And uranium particles have been detected at an undeclared nuclear site in Iran. That's according to the UN nuclear watchdog on Monday. In a confidential report obtained by news agencies, the International Atomic Energy Agency confirmed that man-made uranium particles had been discovered. It has not revealed the location. Marissa Melton, VOA News.